that was. So how did this door close up, end up?
Well, they asked all the staff to resign, and we all resigned except the secretary, and he was secretary treasurer. He was more or less our cashier, and he looked after our cash. That was Les Beauty, who is now the judge here in Vancouver. And we all resigned voluntarily. We just thought we were doing it for the betterment, because Dr. Ray, who was the president at that particular time, he said that he thought that would be the best way, and so we did. And if we could get the staff down to where they wanted it, and a lot of us would be rehired and so on and so forth, but there was some of us was never rehired, like myself. I never got back in. But my brother-in-law, Ernie Sutherland, he'll get a kick out of this if you ever see some here's on the tape or something. I'll read it up there. he went back to work up there, and just Mr. Crawshaw and then the business started to just sort of peter off, and gradually slower and slower and slower until they foreclosed. And
why did the business peter up, do you think?
Well, I don't really know. It was just the pressure from the chain stores, because they had Safeway had come in, and they were putting on great sales, and we had Wallace's Market area down on the corner of McKay and Kingsway, and Safeway was right near there, and the Wilbys was in the neighborhood too, and there was several other stores around that had been in the neighborhood for years, and of course you can't expect to take all that, their business as well, when they've been there established. But this is mostly the chain stores is what actually killed it, because the people were buying the specials from them, and they were just buying the necessities from us, which was sugar, tea, and butter. And when you buy sugar, tea, butter, there wasn't the profit margin on that. It wasn't as great as on the other things, in which you have to keep in line with those things. And so they were buying theirs, our butter, at the same price practically as the Safeway was selling it. And so we weren't making any money on our butter and things like that. So, and that's all they were buying, and they were buying all the rest of the specials from the Safeway. So we lost out that way. And then I guess it was little personality clashes over things that started it. And in fact, I did a lot of legwork during that time to try and get things straightened out by getting the old members back out. And because I felt very much, very strongly, that it was our management of the thing that was wrong. And I wanted to get the old members out that really are behind it, you know, and some of them were real old members that I had known for 10 years or more, and we went right around the houses and asked them to come to the meeting, and when we got them all out the meeting, the general manager didn't show up the meeting. He sent his wife in his place, and she made a few excuses for him, and I was very, very disappointed in the situation. And then the next, we had to call a second meeting because he couldn't attend. I don't know what happened. It was some reason he couldn't. And of course, the people that we had brought out to substantiate our what we had been why that. This big shake-up, and why that we figured the management was wrong, and so on and so forth, and that they were going that wanted him to prove that he wasn't, because and about the credits and so on that were there, and he there was so few there that were against him that when he got up on his up and talked, he was quite a good talker, and he knew his co-ops too, but he was still he wasn't handling them like he should have handled it, and this is the reason, one of the reasons why he went downhill, because people just sort of drifted away from then on.
So it was both the fact that people were shopping in other places, that there wasn't the commitment among members, that there were problems there. Maybe also I wonder if just the fact that the depression was lightening, it wasn't so bad.
This may have had some effect on it too, you see. This may have had some effect on it, because it was getting, things were getting better, and there were more jobs around, and people had the cash, and at one time we took a lot of scrip. And as long as we were taking scrip, well, people naturally bought their stuff there. And of course, we had our connection with Nichols Family Market to get all our meat from him, because he was a good co-op member and had been for several years. And in fact, he was secretary or something of a credit union, I think, at one time. CG.
So the co-op store at McKay folded before some of the other stores did, right? Wasn't the only store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And out of that co-op actually started, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there was a small co-op set up in West Point Grey somewhere, just a small store of some description that they tried to start there on themselves after we closed up. And Barnaby Lake one, that's on Douglas Road, it stayed open and functioned I couldn't say how many years after I lost contract. And then the Surrey co-op started to take root out there. And they eventually have got a very good co-op out there. They got what they call the Fraser Valley Co-op now. And this, all these ideas, most of them come from our end of it, because we had our delivery out there at one time. And I think a lot of our education went out there, and people got the idea. Of course, when you're in a rural district like that, a co-op will go over much better than in the towns where there's closely populated, where there's big stores are selling bargains and so on and so forth. People just don't seem to bother. It's hard to say why they shouldn't, because they seem to do it in the old country, but they don't do it here.
Maybe it's the individualistic.
Yes, there's something there that seems to.
Free enterprise.
Yeah. Well, you notice it when they vote.